he knew, not what he did not. When I was 14, the company and Yuangbo were trapped in Jaekur. Dejagore, they call it here. The rest does not matter anymore. The rest is safely in the past. I almost never have nightmares now. Tobo had heard more than he ever wanted to about Jaekur already. His mother and grandmother and Uncle Doge had been there, too.
"Goblin says we'll be impressed by these buttons," Tobo whispered. "They won't just make spooky lights. They'll prick somebody's conscience."
"That'll be unusual."
Conscience was a rare commodity on either side of our dispute.
"You really knew my dad?"
Tobo had heard stories all his life, but lately wanted to know more. Morgan had begun to matter in a more than lip service fashion. I told him what I had told him before. "He was my boss. He taught me to read and write. He was a good man." I laughed weakly. "As good a man as belonging to the Black Company, let him be." Tobo stopped. He took a deep breath. He stared at a point in the dusk somewhere above my left shoulder.
"Were you lovers?"
"No, Tobo. No, friends. Almost. But definitely not that. He didn't know I was a woman till just before he left for the Glittering Plain. And I didn't know he knew till I read his annals. Nobody knew. They thought I was a cute runt who just never got any bigger. I let them think that. It felt safer as one of the guys."
"Oh."
His tone was so neutral, I had to wonder. "Why did you even ask?" Surely he had no reason to believe I had behaved differently before he knew me. He shrugged.
"I just wondered."
Something must have set him off. Possibly an "I wonder if" from Goblin or One Eye, say, while they were sampling some of their homemade elephant poison. "I didn't ask. Did you put the buttons behind the shadow show?"
"That's what I was told to do."
"A shadow show uses cutout puppets mounted on sticks. Some of their limbs are manipulated mechanically. A candle behind the puppets casts their shadows on a screen of white cloth. The puppeteer uses a variety of voices to tell his story as he maneuvers his puppets. If he is sufficiently entertaining, his audience will toss him a few coins. This particular puppeteer had performed in the same place for more than a generation. He slept inside his stage setup. In so doing, he lived better than most of Taglios's floating population. He was an informer. He was not beloved of the Black Company. The story he told, as most were, was drawn from the myths. It sprang from the Kadi cycle. It involves a goddess with too many arms who kept devouring demons. Of course it was the same demon puppet over and over. Kind of like real life, where the same demon comes back again and again. Just a hint of color hung above the western rooftops. There was an ear-splitting squeal. People stopped to stare at a bright orange light. Glowing orange smoke wobbled up from behind the puppeteer's stand. Its strands wove the well-known emblem of the Black Company,